Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. In this episode of Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships, we tackle the common barriers that prevent effective communication in relationships, whether it's past trauma, fear of vulnerability, or simple misunderstandings. These barriers can cause emotional distance, frustration, and unresolved conflicts. How can you identify and break down these obstacles to create deeper connections with your partner? In this episode, we'll explore practical strategies to improve communication and build a stronger, healthier relationship. And here are the key talking points of this episode. Let's talk about the most common barriers to communication in relationships. Fear of vulnerability, unresolved past conflicts, emotional triggers, assuming instead of asking, and finally distractions and lack of quality time are the key talking points in this episode. So let's start with the fear of vulnerability. Many people struggle to open up because they fear rejection or judgment. It can be based on your own previous experiences or your partner's previous experiences, that when they opened up, they were hurt, and that's why they decide not to open up, to protect themselves. Unresolved past conflicts. If previous arguments haven't been properly addressed, they can resurface in future conversations. Emotional triggers. Words or actions that remind a person of past hurt can make them shut down or react defensively. Assuming instead of asking. Making assumptions about what your partner is thinking or feeling can lead to misunderstandings. So instead, I would ask you to ask them how they feel and listen actively. And finally, distractions and lack of quality time. Trying to have deep conversations while multitasking, like scrolling on a phone, weakens communication. Look your partner in the eyes and listen to what they say. And one technique that can help you, that can tear down these barriers and rebuild communication, is the pause, reflect, and respond method. So what is pause, reflect, respond method? This technique helps slow down communication, allowing both partners to speak and listen with more awareness and intentionality. And here are three steps to implement it. Pause. Take a deep breath before reacting to comment, especially intense situations. Reflect. Think about what your partner is actually saying, rather than assuming or jumping to conclusions. And finally, respond. Speak calmly. Use I statements instead of blaming or accusing. Like, I feel unheard when we talk. Can we set aside some time where we can really focus on each other? Instead of just using the blame game and accusing your partner to never listening to them by saying, you never listen to me. By pausing and reflecting, you shift from reacting emotionally to responding thoughtfully. And it's also true that if you take a step back, you will start to think logically about your situation instead of reacting emotionally. And here's a case study. And before I talk about that, I need to tell you that the examples provided in this episode, including Michael and Tessa's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. Every relationship is unique, and outcomes depend on both partners' willingness to work on communication. If deep-rooted issues persist, consider seeking guidance from a qualified therapist or counselor. So, how did Michael and Chester rebuild their communication? Michael and Tessa had been struggling with communication breakdowns for years. Whenever they argued, Michael would shut down while Tessa would push harder for a response, leading to frustration for both. After learning about the pause-reflect-respond method, they began using it during tense moments. Michael took pauses before responding instead of withdrawing from the conversation. Tessa practiced reflection to avoid jumping to conclusions, and they used softer languages when discussing sensitive topics. By making these small shifts, Michael and Tessa reduced the intensity of their conflicts and started having more productive, meaningful conversations. And here are five actionable takeaways for overcoming communication barriers. The first one is to recognize your triggers. Identify specific situations or words that make you defensive and discuss them with your partner. Schedule distraction-free talk time. Set aside time to talk without phones, TV or outside distractions. Use I statements instead of blame. Example, instead of "you never help around the house," say "I feel overwhelmed when I handle the housework alone. Can we come up with a plan together?" Practice the pause, reflect, respond method. Before reacting in an argument, take a breath, reflect on what your partner is saying, and respond thoughtfully. And finally, seek clarification instead of assuming. If you're unsure about something your partner said, ask, "Can you explain what you mean by that?" And be ready for the answer, because that might not be what you expected. So if you have listened so far, you might want to subscribe and hit the like button, share it with a colleague, and you might also want to download the free PDF that is available within the full course. And if you click the link, you will have an option to purchase it for $49.95, which will be raised up until $297 in a week from now. So thank you for joining us for episode 5 of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to download the free transcription and exercises to help you implement these strategies in your relationship. And don't forget to subscribe, hit the like button, comment below, and don't forget to share it with a friend. It helps immensely. And don't forget to subscribe. Next episode, we'll be exploring how nonverbal communication influences relationships and how you can use it to build stronger relationships and connections. So until next time, keep loving focus, and I'll see you then.